Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
A rough one, as we got Dan Dibley in the building.
Dan Dibley here.
Squirt.
Thank you, boys. Thank you. Let me just say, as Mark is unfurling his headphones, thank you, congratulations, and man, on behalf of all of the fans out here, all the faithful to the Bay who couldn't make it out there, you guys did the damn thing. You represented. Your video of your walk-in with all of those jabroni Philly fans,
dips,
double bird, throwing beer, all the rest of it, and the fact that you guys never flinched, you never winced, I'm very proud. You know, Butcher, you know me. You know me. I've been a little bit tough on both of you individually and collectively. But when I saw yesterday, and really all weekend, but yesterday, when I saw you two doing the damn thing,
thank you, Dibs,
representing Boxer and Gerson, 95.7 The Game, and everybody in the Bay Area, I was like, you know what? Thank you. Thank you, boys,
appreciate
for going
that
out there and doing the
appreciate
damn thing.
That, Dibs.
Yeah. Hey, you know,
appreciate
Dibs, that. on that same note, like, I was taught a long, long time ago, you know, I've told you about my past. I've done some bad things that I truly regret, and like,
you fought more than I have.
It's why I'm the way I am now. You know what I'm saying?
And Knuckles Shasky, they call him.
I said it takes more power and strength
right
to not engage and
right
do something yeah stupid, because that's our careers. And not only that, don't be a lowlife. You
right
know what I mean? Like, conduct yourself
don't
the right
you
way. And it was so difficult watching B take on, because they were coming at him with some stuff.
Of course.
Was, like, it was disgusting.
Right.
And like, I just kept pushing him forward. I was like, bro, you got to just show strength and get out of here. And it was great to see Niner fans. I swear to God, I mean this sincerely.
Right.
Had Niner fans, and you know how flavorful our parking
right
lot can be.
Yes.
If we did that, what you saw there, the way CNN would cover that is totally
right
different than the way like we're covering this.
And I don't want to like make this about race, but it comes down to being a bit of a racial thing.
It is.
Because all the faces that you were showing on your video,
God,
I mean, mostly, and I say this affectionately, a lot more Butcher Boys than
yes
there were Bontes.
Yes.
And so in terms of the coverage therein, I get it. And you know what? This is why Bonte's the king, because
yeah
when you're the
yes
king, when you have that regal nature, don't you shake your head at me, Bonte Hill.
Nah, I'm not the king.
Dude, man, I got love for you, Bonte. Both
yeah
you boys, and you know, and Mark will weigh in on this.
Hey, Mark.
Watching it on
good
TV,
morning,
the pain that we felt as TV viewers, it's like, man, I'm watching with my girl supper, and she's like, this isn't good, is it? And I'm like, no, sweetheart, this is actually really bad.
Is this what it's supposed to look like?
No, yeah, it's not what it's supposed to look like.
Where's that
yeah
burger?
I got a text from my sister Brittany during the game saying, who's this Josh Johnson guy? I don't like him. I'm like, Brittany, he's the 4th-string quarterback.
Oh, man.
It's just an emergency. Like, what are we supposed to do here?
Did everybody else have that push-pull where you're like, I really want to get really ticked right now at Josh Johnson,
but
we're not allowed to get that? Totally unfair to get mad at Josh. I will say one thing. My man, you're an adult, and you have four chances to pick up a ball.
Four.
Just pick up the ball. There was outside of that, though, come on, man. Like, how many quarterbacks does it take to get to the center of the Tootsie Pop? Like, for crying out loud.
And
I finally got to the center of the Tootsie Pop, and the thing got eaten, you know?
Mark,
that's a four.
He comes in. We're watching. We're right near the blue tent, okay? We're in the fourth row. We had great seats. It was amazing.
It's a busy blue tent.
We were so close to the blue tent.
Very busy. It was up the entire first half.
Dibs, I swear to God, they put a cement foundation in it by the second quarter because this thing was permanent. And I watched Purdy, and I go to Bonte. I think it might be Josh Johnson time. I can't believe this.
He started warming up.
And Bonte goes, no way Josh Johnson is coming into this game.
Dude, I kept looking up Dibs and Willard. Now it's
first
like,
drive.
Yeah. Josh Johnson.
He kept saying
NFC title game. To go to the Super Bowl, Josh Johnson. Yeah. Okay. What did we do to piss off the football gods?
Raise your hand.
Guru here.
Raise your hand if this thought, momentarily when they tie the game 7-7, does the thought cross your mind,
yes,
we're going to go for 2 weeks into will Jimmy be healthy in time to face the Kansas City Chiefs again?
Said,
did it cross your mind?
Absolutely.
The CMC touchdown. I turned to Bonte and go, who do you start next week? Jimmy Brock or Josh Johnson?
I go, Shanahan. If they win this game, give Shanahan a 10-year extension.
Lifetime deal.
I mean, for a second. And you know what? They got to stop. I'm not saying the referees blew this game, but the pass interference on Jimmy Ward changed the tenor of this game. Everything. The crowd was quiet. They were starting to get lemon booty in the second quarter, like, what are we doing? And they got the stop, and the flag came out. And from there, it was all Philadelphia.
Yeah, I actually thought the defense had a really interesting game plan, which got totally messed up by a number of circumstances. You can talk about some of the red zone runs for Miles Sanders, but the one thing I was watching, and D'Amico Ryans, it sounds like in a matter of hours, is not going to be on to this football team
which
anymore.
Sucks.
I know, but I thought his game plan was smart in that you could watch the pass rush was purposefully being not over aggressive,
right?
Because they wanted to keep their lanes,
yes,
to prevent Jalen Hurts from improvising with runs, and they were doing a good job of it. If they had challenged the damn Devontae Smith catch, if Josh Johnson doesn't drop the ball in plus territory, you're looking at, and granted, I don't think it would have mattered in the second half because Brock couldn't come back.
Agreed.
But the game plan that defense had, if Brock Purdy had played a whole game, I that's the bummer part of this, and I know this will sound like all whiny and I don't care.
No.
We're walking at it. We didn't get the answer. I still want the answer of what would it would look like if these two teams played at full strength. That's the answer I wanted. We didn't get it.
I'm with you on that, and that's the most deflating part of this. It's like we didn't have our best foot forward, and maybe we would have fell short because it felt like their trench was their guys
defense
in the trenches
line,
were dominating
line,
us.
Yeah,
right
they dominated
on the
trenches.
Play, he got hurt. Ayuk is coming toward us, and it looks like he's got multiple steps.
Open.
And I go, B, he's got him.
He
could even get rid of it, I said, oh, my God. McGlinchey had a bad game. He wasn't on that play. Their O-line just looks so bad.
Well, and the defensive line got pushed around. Javon Kinlaw, the clips
Javon
are never
so
by
bad.
Him.
Yep. No
embarrassing.
Doubt.
That was an embarrassing performance
both
by Javon Kinlaw.
Both trenches, both sides of the ball, in the trenches,
yes,
with Philadelphia's way. And that's why, you know, if Brock Purdy doesn't get hurt in that play, I think about the way it felt like offensively that thing was going. The offensive line was getting absolutely demolished by the Philadelphia front.
I'll say this, I'm not going to ever blame a head coach for injuries. Ephraim's point last night, years as an offensive lineman and a huge Kyle Shanahan fan, was that Kyle got too cute with his blocking schemes. Look, if you end up with Tyler Kroft trying to block Hassan Reddick, that's a problem. That's a problem. And that is a schematic problem. So I'm not going A to B, he got Brock hurt, but there were two issues for me for Kyle Shanahan, and one was that schematically you ended up with bad matchups on your offensive line against a good pass rush, and B, Joe, I said this last night, I heard you say it this morning, new rule in the NFL, if you watch the other team freak out and run to the line
just
to snap a ball in an odd situation, huck your damn hanky. I don't care if you lost the timeout.
Well,
huck the hanky and see what happened because that changed the whole game.
He went to halftime with all three timeouts.
Yeah, great.
That's wild.
And how many points did we get for that?
And no quarterbacks.
Yeah, no quarterbacks. Hey, you know what was wild? When the Devontae play happened, they didn't show a replay on the video board.
For a reason.
They didn't link
Finance
the field. They just show it. And so I'm looking at Shasky. I was yelling. I was like, yo, just throw it.
Yes.
Just throw it. Because Devontae was doing this. You could see it clear as day.
Hurry up.
I'm like, dude, just throw the flag.
Yeah.
You hold him right there. You get the ball at the 35-yard line. It's a 0-0 game.
And it was fourth down, not first.
It's not your ball if they review that play. Hufanga's on the field. Look, all you got to do is watch the players. Watch the players. They're on the field. They know. Hufanga, he immediately is like, it's incomplete. It's incomplete. You got to, I mean, how on earth in this age of technology can Kyle Shanahan be relying on a road team's big board?
Well, right.
And be like,
where,
I didn't see it.
And this is, gentlemen, this is where all of you who love instant replay, you need to step back and take a hard look at the process because it's badly broken. The NFL, they have their own expedited review. So in the NFL offices, they can already see that it's incomplete. But Kyle Shanahan on the sideline with a headset and a laminated play sheet is relying on somebody in the booth to either be watching TV or watching the Jumbotron in real time. You have to try to get that message to him so he can reach into his pocket and pull out a red piece of cloth to throw on the field all in the span of 28 seconds.
Not even.
It's BS the way the process works. It's such a big game.
Can I add to this, Dibs? Because I think, and I was telling Bonte, from now on, you need a guy with binoculars just looking at the players on the field. Forget the video boards and the monitors. Watch how the players react. You know what I'm saying? To your point, Mark. Like, that's what I'd be monitoring. Last thing, too. They, fair or not, I think Kyle had a great year. What he did was remarkable. I am so proud of the team in a variety of ways. But at some point, they have to realize these guys are going down. These quarterbacks, they have got to protect their quarterback. We could call it freak injury, but now we have so many injuries. Maybe it's the players they're picking are quote-unquote injury-prone. Maybe these are individual outlier plays. If it's O-line, you know, pocket protection, schematics, I don't know what it is. But that's the one area as we head into, and I know we're going to talk ad nauseum quarterback.
Yeah.
They have got to keep the quarterback healthy.
Yeah, 1 year. I 2019, where they didn't keep the quarterback. The quarterback played the entire season.
Yeah. It's weird, but I also, you know, they broke a record this year in the NFL for the number of quarterbacks who played. I don't know. I don't know what's in the water, especially because we're going into an age where they let you touch the quarterback even less.
I know.
But guys, I don't see how. Sure, you could, again, it's not A to B. You got a bad blocking scheme. That doesn't mean I'm going to blame the coach for an injury.
No, I'm not blaming
him. No, we're not blaming the coach at all.
I don't know what that is.
But it is a problem, though, going into year seven of the Shanahan era.
Yeah.
We're still trying to figure out who the quarterback's going to be.
At least five seasons have been derailed by injuries at quarterback.
I mean, we got months for this, but Purdy's a quarterback.
I don't know.
I hope he's okay. I hope he's okay.
I wouldn't sell to Trey Lance.
Well, if he needs Tommy John, if he's out for 6 months, then all of a sudden we've got a whole different conversation. Because if he needs surgery and he gets it in early February, he's out till early August, and that's when camp gets underway. So now we've got a whole other conversation. And what we've learned about this organization is you need more than two quarterbacks. You probably need three, and you might need four. And by the way, I'm not here for the Josh Johnson slander.
No,
because if he doesn't fumble there, if he just holds on to the football and they go into the locker room down 14-7, maybe he comes out and he starts to settle down. But that fumble changed everything about this game.
Totally, By the way, speaking of three quarterbacks, I've seen a lot of people. Now, Dibs, I think you brought this up this morning. A lot of people are talking about that three quarterback rule where you used to. They got rid of this about 10 years ago, where there was a designation where a guy could be the third QB. He's not on your active roster, but he was an emergency QB that you could bring in for just this situation. And I'm hearing a lot of people come down the NFL's road for getting rid of this rule.
Really?
The thing that's important to remember, though, is when the NFL got rid of that rule, they added another roster spot.
Yeah.
So it went from 45 game day active to 46. Literally, no NFL team took that extra roster spot and used it for what it was intended, another quarterback. Instead, they're using it for other players. So it goes back to the teams. You were given an extra roster spot to be ready for these situations, and teams have decided not to use it. I mean, so, and you can, it does, it's rare, you can get burned. And Niners got burned.
Yeah.
They got burned.
I don't know that they would have won with QB8 or whoever the hell was going to show up.
I agree.
But if you had guy named Bob, but I mean, you know, whatever.
If you had your own personal Taysom Hill, and maybe this is where we go now in terms of like drafting utility players, a guy who can come in this spot and be a utility player. Just real quick, guys, and I know that you're all, you know, champing at the bit to get out of that godforsaken city, but Mike McGlinchey, undrafted free agent. So are we at a spot now where we maybe try to draft the tackle of the future? Because it wasn't just yesterday, Joe, and I know that you've been very critical of Mike McGlinchey, but as we look at how you make this team more Philly-proof, because what I saw yesterday was a superior defensive line owning an offensive line. Yes. Forget the Brock Purdy injury and the Josh Johnson concussion.
They own
the line of scrimmage on that side of the ball.
Yep, no doubt. You gotta invest in offensive linemen. Mike McGlinchey, another first round pick that doesn't go right for the 49ers.
You know what he is?
What is he?
He's the traditional power forward where the whole NBA has gone stretch, right? Because he's a run block right tackle in a league where
he's Obi Toppin.
Like he just doesn't fit.
He doesn't fit this era of football.
It's delicious.
Obi Toppin and crackers is a great way to try that for the Super Bowl. That'll make it better.
I'm not watching Boxer that Gerson damn game.
Oh my gosh!
Shout out to Boxer Gerson. Great job. It was a great weekend.
And shout out to you guys for actually feeling that way. Like let me tell you something that put a smile on my face driving in today was listening to the two of you sort of not have the whole trip get ruined and still sort of point to some of the things that happened, even though the game itself, we all know how we feel. We got robbed.
Right.
I don't mean we got jobbed. We got robbed. We got robbed of a matchup that we wanted to see.
That's
and we
a good
didn't,
weapon. Mm-hmm.
We didn't get to see it. Mm-hmm. I know Eagles fans don't feel like they got robbed, but I like football fans should feel like that second game, whoever you were rooting for, you right? Heavyweight fight.
Right.
That's what yesterday it was
felt
about.
Equal.
And that second and six when Purdy got hurt, Mark, when he got hurt on that play, second and six, Ayuk's breaking open against Bradbury. I'm like, the Niners are going to respond right back to the Eagles touchdown. We've got a game.
When you factor in the non-review, which is on the 49ers, even the way that those first few plays looked, the Niners have gone down 7-0 how many times? Like a bunch of them.
Exactly.
I was not, I dug the way it looked, and you're all not wrong that the defensive line for the Eagles dominated. However, the second your starting QB goes out and you know you can crowd the line of scrimmage, that changes the way that defensive line is going to look. Mm-hmm. So 100%. Don't forget that either. I think the 49ers, that would have obviously. Brock plays, we got a very different piece of content yesterday. For sure.
No doubt. You guys have a good show. We're going to get out of here.
We'll
see you live
in
the studio. Thanks to all the Roasters, YouTube,
safe
Twitch,
flight.
And the Xfinity mobile text line. Have
fly
a good day,
safe,
everybody.
Boys.
Well, their day's coming up next.
See you tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.